we're at Loira at the moment, where our vineyard is, and where we've started a snail farm called Tescargos. So that's a bit of a pun to the escargots and Tessie.
Tescargos. It's a great name for a snail farm in Tasmania's northeast. Hello, I'm Hilary Burden. Nicole and Frank Hoosman are tapping into their European heritage to put snails on the menu at their boutique wine and cider operation here in the Tamar Valley.
Snails are really popular basically in the whole of Europe, France, Italy, the UK, the Netherlands, where we're from. There's a lot of snail farms there. And so we thought it would be good to start it here. Tessie loves their good produce. They love their delicacies. They love to buy local, eat local, things like that. They're really proud of what they grow and make here in Tessie. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to start that and see where it goes. It's a delicacy, like oysters or abalone. It's a real treat. They taste sort of like a wild mushroom if you've never eaten them before. And you can have them in a variety of ways to prepare them. The common way to prepare snails is with garlic, like garlic butter. But I like them with roquefort and white wine and, bit of puff pastry on the side. And
so very rich.
Yeah.
Normally, snails are bad news for gardeners. But here, Nicole is growing fresh vegetables specifically to fatten them up. The snails are housed in raised garden beds or pens, which are surrounded by protective netting to stop them escaping.
And Nicole, what variety of snail?
It's called the petit gris, and that means little grey.
Is that a common garden snail that anyone would have?
Yes, basically it is. You can also call it the vineyard snail, but basically it's the common garden snail. And they're the most edible snails. That's also the sort they use in Europe.
And how are you breeding them, or do you just not kill them? How does it work in a vineyard setting?
Well, you breed them. So we set up some snail pens, keep them in that environment. It's organic and free range, so we respect the whole cycle of the snail. That includes hibernation during winter.
So they'll be sleeping now?
Yes, they're sleeping. They'll probably wake up September when it starts to warm up in spring. And so it's just growing your veggies, no spraying, so it's all organic. And when they start to wake up, they got a heap to munch on.
Yeah. So you're growing vegetables for snails to eat.
Yes.
Contra-suggestible reason.
Yes, so it's all in snail pens, and you sort of rotate that whenever the veggies start to, when they've eaten everything or whatever. You just make sure that there's always one pen that has enough veggies, and then you can transfer them again to a new pen.
Can we have a look at the snail
pens? Yeah, for sure. So what you can see here will be the new breeding pen. So we started growing veggies here now. I've already done that in winter with some winter veggies, just like lettuce, kale, which does really well in winter. At least it keeps growing. Now with the warmth, it will be even better. Mm. So we've transferred all the snails into this one pen. So when they wake up, they will have a heap of veggies to eat. And the other ones where they came from, the other pens, will have to rotary hoe that, put new seeds in, and start all over again.
How many snails would you have there in the pen at full peak?
Well, the goal is to have around 150,000 to 200,000 snails. Yes. And that would probably make it a bit more viable as well. Yeah.
Most of us would only sort of see a snail on a cabbage leaf or, sort of coming out at night around your veggie patch.
When you don't want it, yes.
Right. So I'm trying to envisage 150,000, 200,000 mm-hmm. snails. How do they live in a community like that?
Pretty well. So they also hitch rides on each other's back and stuff. They like piggybacking, so I think they do pretty well together. Mm.
And forgive my ignorance, I don't know anything about snail farming, but do you buy the baby snails in or the shells?
No, definitely not.
No. Just start.
Yep. You just get them from your garden, and if they're happy, they'll start to mate. And so they're both male and female, so it doesn't really matter. They can breed with everyone they like.
The Hoosmans only moved here to their Winterbrook vineyard 8 years ago. They gave up office jobs on the other side of the world in the Netherlands to realise their dream of working outdoors.
What brought you here, Nicole?
Definitely lifestyle. So we wanted to be out of the office and more outdoors, and just a whole change of lifestyle. We're both from the city, so we had to learn a lot. Yeah, well, but it has been good, and we never look back.
So that was the process of leaving Europe, was re-educating yourself,
yes, definitely.
And wanted to an outdoor life, which was viticulture.
Yep, definitely. We always like to challenge ourselves. We're never done with learning. And it has been a good journey, good roller coaster. We're still getting the hang of it. We do our best.